The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 539.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yak Chan, and we have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She is a modern educator with a new twist. I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tiffany Soria. Tiffany, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hi, yeah, so, you know, I run a private homeschooling business called Novel Education Group that I started 4 years ago. And basically, we focus on tailoring educational programs for students who don't live conventional lives. We really try and play up on strengths and taking away a bit of the standardized approach to education. And it's really opened up like this whole new window on how to approach education and how kids are approaching it today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Tiffany, what's your cultural background?
I am 100% Cambodian. Both of my parents were born there. They moved to France when they were in their early 20s and lived there for 10 years, and then they moved to the States. So I was born here, but I'm first generation.
Thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence really comes from within. You know, true self-confidence is the idea of not having to necessarily prove anything to anyone other than yourself. And I also think that self-confidence comes from a place of wanting to see other people succeed as well, which is a big part of being an educator. And taking out the competition, not so much. I mean, a little bit of competition is good, of course, but really seeing competition as something that you can learn from and having the self-confidence to approach all situations that way, I think really pulls out the best parts of you. You know, it's being able to admit your faults and being able to admit what you're good at and learning from other people.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Tiffany, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think I was, you know, I was in school. I grew up in Oregon, and I was in college, and I was really, honestly, a very sort of confused child. I think being a first generation person, I think a lot actually of Asian kids and, you know, Asian women are very confused growing up, because I think that you're trying to appease two different cultures. I think you're trying to appease your parents. But at the same time, when you're at school every day and you meet American families or families of other cultural backgrounds that are not Asian, and they have different expectations of you and different ways that they do things, I think that, or at least I did anyways, I grew up just sort of not really knowing what was right and what was quote unquote cool. So I didn't, you know, I definitely was a behind the curtains type of person. And all the way through college, I think I was like that. Up until maybe about my second year of college, I didn't know what I wanted. And I don't really think I could have really, you know, if you asked me what type of person I was, I don't think I would have been able to confidently answer that question up until my second or third year of college.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, I think that a lot, like you mentioned, a lot of Asian kids, especially when they move to a different country, they do have that, they're torn between like their Asian culture and, you know, trying to assimilate to maybe the American culture. Or, you know, like my parents migrated to Canada, so it was hard as well too. It's like at home you follow Asian culture, and then outside it's like a totally different thing, and you're not sure what to do. You get kind of torn in between. But, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, that you could be who you are today, have that confidence to especially go out there and create an educational company or program that helps, you know, unconventional kids? What was that aha moment?
So, you know, I felt like I found happiness when I was in college, and that's sort of like where a lot of my self-confidence came. It wasn't the defining moment for me, but I think that's where it started. So basically, I just sort of embraced what I was good at in school, and which was science, even though I didn't really have an answer at the end of the road. I do think that a lot of Asian families put a lot of emphasis on just like, okay, so what's the point of this? Why are you doing this? And I think one of the reasons why I was so confused and maybe even a little bit depressed was because I didn't have an answer to that question for a really, really long time. But I just took that part out of my life and just lived it. And at that point, I started to do really, really well in school. And I actually really fell in love with just being a student. And that's when I really started to excel in college. I studied science without, you know, I wasn't planning on going to med school. I wasn't planning on going to pharmacy school or any of those things. And usually, if you're studying science in school, as an Asian person, that is usually the road that you were going down. But for me, as soon as I took that expectation out of the equation, then I was able to really enjoy my life and enjoy what I was doing and not put so much pressure on myself. Also, when I moved away, I think was probably the biggest moment of turnaround in my life. When I moved away from my family and I moved to Los Angeles, I was really, you know, and I definitely did it at, you know, with my parents were supportive and they wanted me to, you know, go and live my life. But I think if it were up to them, I would not have gone. And I think, you know, I tried to find the balance of making them feel okay about it while also just sort of being like, this is something I feel like I need to do. I need to sort of get out and see what else is out there for me. You know, I had questions and I had like desires of just feeling like the world was bigger than what it was. And the world that I was living in was larger. So yeah, it was really when I moved, that was the biggest turnaround.
Thanks for sharing that. And yet, you know, when you go out there and move out and, you know, be out on your own, especially where you step in a world that you've never been before, it does take a lot of confidence. You get to know yourself a little bit more and you know what you can tolerate and not tolerate. And just having that time to yourself is huge, right? And learning different cultures is different. You know, it was a move. You moved from Oregon to LA. It's still like different, you know, it's still different in a way that you've never seen before. And it's great that you can learn, right? And because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
This is probably the most confident I think I have felt in my life. And I think confidence comes from, what it really does come from, honestly, is trying something that you don't know you can do and achieving it. I mean, really, that's what it comes from, right? And of course, what comes with that is a nice amount of failure as well. You know, like you're not going to achieve everything that you attempt to do. And if you go in with that mindset, I think sometimes things can be a little bit disappointing. But what you at least have to do is try. And if you try and try and try, then you will achieve at something. So then you sort of like gain a little bit from that, right? You sort of gain like, oh, wait a second, I can do this. Like I wanted to do that. And I did it. So if I can do that, then I can do all of these other things too. Or I can at least try and do all of these other things. And if I can't do it, then, oh, well, there'll be something else that I can do. So that's really, you know, how I feel about everything now. Like when I want to try something, it's just not letting fear make that decision for me anymore. And not letting necessarily, you know, if it's not the most practical attempt or practical goal, that's still okay. And you can still try it because you know that if you don't quote unquote succeed, that there will be something else, that you'll learn something else along the way, or another door will be opened, or there will be something else that you can try. It's just, you know, I'm at a point in my life right now where I don't really feel like there's a lot that I can't at least try. I'm not going to say that I can do anything because I don't really think that that's realistic for anyone, but I know I can at least try everything.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you go and try out new things, but it does come with a lot of failure. You know, a lot of us, when we try to do something new, we feel like we have to get it right the first time, not realizing like it's going to suck the first time. But when you,
right.
You know, when you keep doing it, it's going to suck less, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I mean, really. I can't emphasize that enough, that if you just, you know, if you fail at something once, you know, and sometimes like you really can't let it get to you, like, cause you're going to fail again. Like, it's just sort of like guaranteed. It's just sort of guaranteed. Like, we're all going to sort of, you know, things will not work out. That is a guarantee in life, and things will not work out in your life more than once. But, you know, the more that you just kind of like keep going and keep trucking through it and then trying it again, it just doesn't hurt as bad afterwards. And then it's just not, it doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal. There are other things. There are so many things in this world to try. There are so many things to do, so many people to meet, that it's okay when these things don't work out.
Thanks for sharing that. And Tiffany, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
The one tip I would give to her is to take risks, is really what I would say, and not, don't let other people define what you want to do, and that you can find the balance in your life of being independent and also being proud of your culture. You don't have to choose between the two, and you can take those risks and you can do them proudly without having to be shy also about your cultural background and where you came from.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out your educational programs, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so the website for Novel Education Group is just noveleducationgroup.com. And on the website, you can check out exactly what we do and read some testimonials from some clients that we've had in the past. And you can also follow me on Instagram. It's Tiff, T-I-F-F underscore Soria, S-O-R-Y-A, where you can just sort of follow my life a little bit. So you could check those out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Tiffany, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Tiffany's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Tiffany today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.